Prophet of Peace Comes to Buffalo, Tuesday, September 10, 1912, Buffalo. Publication, Buffalo, New York Times. Abdu'l-Bahá has arrived, and believers of the Baha'i cult are rejoicing. Abdu'l-Bahá is within our gates. The long-expected visit of this Prophet of Peace is consummated, and the Baha'i believers may well be content. I am glad to be with you. The Buffalo Baha'i are among the staunchest branches. To this end, I have traversed mountain passes, surmounted seas and rivers, covered many miles in my desire to meet you. I am glad that you hold fast. Some are like a tree which takes no root. At the first storm, it falls, and without nourishment, it dies. Others are like a strong tree. Its roots sink deep, it has nourishment, branches, and leaves. When storms come, it does not heed, but bends to the winds which will pass over, leaving it stronger for the test. I love children, and hope to see and bless these little ones whose parents are believers. Tonight, Abdu'l-Bahá will hold an informal meeting at the Iroquois, to which all are welcome, and Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock, Abdu'l-Bahá will speak at the Church of the Messiah, corner of Mariner and North Streets, to which the public is invited. Abdu'l-Bahá occupies Suite 118 and 120 at the Iroquois and is accompanied by his secretaries, Mirza Mahmoud, Dr. Farid, and Mirza Ahmad. They are expected to leave Buffalo on Friday. Imprisoned by the Turks and finally killed by them in 1892, Ali Muhammad followed as the head of the order by his son Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, who shared 40 years of imprisonment with his father, finally securing his release in 1908 when the Young Turks overthrew the old Turkish dynasty. Since then, he has been on a world tour. What has been done in the United States was told interestingly by Dr. Farid. In reviewing the tangible work which has been done by the Baha'i propaganda during the last few years, he said, it must be remembered that its origin dates back only to 1893, when the World's Fair in Chicago brought to America representatives of the nations of the earth to the Parliament of Religions. This opened the way to the message of unity, which was given by an Oriental believer to a little band in Chicago. From this small beginning, the cause has spread until now, from Maine to California and from Michigan to Florida. The census of 1910 shows officially 24 assemblies with 1,280 members. Since these figures were compiled, it may safely be said that the number has doubled. Abdu'l-Bahá will be in the parlors of the Iroquois tonight and will speak in the Church of the Messiah tomorrow night.